This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
One of the biggest challenges being reported by local food producers in the Nanaimo area is getting their product to the consumer. Any large grocery store customer knows that produce from California and far-flung locations are available in the store. Locally sourced produce is slowly finding a place in big stores, but for most people who are interested in knowing exactly where the food is from, who has grown their food, and who is receiving payment for that food, local farmers markets have been the only option.
The Farmship Growers Cooperative, which is south of Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, is promoting community-supported agriculture with its Bounty and Harvest Box sales. It's a subscription-style service in which customers can pay in advance to receive weekly deliveries of fresh food or choose to pick up their food at a convenient location. I spoke with Chris Brown, a.k.a. Farmer Brown, a partner in the Farmship Growers Cooperative, about community-supported agriculture and a few other food-related topics.
Chris, you're into your third season with the Farmship Growers Co-op. What's happened with the group over the past couple of years?
So we started farming together in 2013, and so this is our third season. This year, we've hired a professional farmer to work with us, and so we're actively working about 14 or 15 acres right now. So we're opening new lands, we're cover cropping areas that were previous hay fields. We're using some old tractors to help us in our cultivation practices, and we have a lot more food planted. In fact, because we had such a warm, mild, dry winter, we've been able to work areas early, and so we have a lot planted right now. So there's a tremendous amount of food coming. So that's really exciting for us, because one of our biggest mandates is to grow food. And as we grow more food, we are learning how to work as a team and continuing to build our presence in the community, because that's one of our core values, bringing our produce into the community and having, we support the community and the community supports us. It's hard to believe it's only been 3 years, but in that time, Farmship has become one of the largest growers on Vancouver Island.
What are some of the current challenges?
I'd say the greatest challenges are sort of logistical challenges. We're working a lot of land, and it's all people-powered. And so the core group of us who are working, it's a lot of work. And so as we're in a very hot, dry spell right now, it's challenging just working in this weather and keeping all of our crops watered and making sure that the newly seeded areas are consistently watered. And there's so much hand weeding that we have to do. And we have these several hundred foot rows of carrots that all need to be hand weeded. And so these are really big challenges. And so what we've done is we've reached out into the community and asked for volunteer help. So we have one of our members brings volunteers to the farm, and we work together as a group and learn about farming and get a lot of work done. And all sorts of great benefits happen from that. People are seeing the farm in action, learning how to farm, and sharing the bounty as well. Another challenge for us, which is a wonderful, wonderful first world problem, is we have so much food. For us to bring our food to the consumer, the customer, is a great challenge, because the current system isn't really set up for purchasing directly from local farmers. And so we have to work very hard to find markets to make our product available and convenient for people. So currently we're selling at 3 local farmers markets: the Bowen Road on Wednesday, the Bastion Waterfront on Friday, and the Cedar on Sunday. And we're also thinking about attending another market on Saturday. Again, another challenge is we have a hard time keeping up with our picking. Many crops need constant picking for the vegetables to continue to grow and for the vegetable plant to grow properly. It's a lot of people hours needed.
One of the things I read when I was preparing for this interview, Chris, was that some farmers are reporting that they're running out of time for being able to go to farmers markets and sit at a counter and sell their produce. They need to be on the land. At the same time, another thing that they're facing is that they have a great amount of food, let's say, brought to the market, and if they don't sell it all, then they have all this food which has already been harvested. What have you encountered in that area?
We do often have food left over after the market, and I'm very grateful. We've got some great relationships with some local restaurants, Gabe's Cafe and The Vault, and I can text them and say, hey, I've got this stuff left, and they've been very open-minded to what's seasonally available, and so they say yes to the product that we have left over. We're just trying to build a network of people who are open to seasonal produce. As we continue to grow, we will need a location where we can just bring our produce, it can be refrigerated, and some employees or the business could sell it on our behalf. Because it's true, we need that field time. A lot of our hours are spent getting food to market and standing behind the counter. We need to build the infrastructure, the social dynamics, the building, where we can have a year-round farmers market.
Something else that I read about, which is becoming an increasing focus for people that are involved in local agricultural activities, and that is the whole marketing and branding piece of it. And when I say marketing, I mean more than, let's say, taking food to market, but how do you market your farm and brand your particular product so that you can reach a farther afield with what you've produced? What have you been experiencing with that?
Well, Farmship's successes have been very grassroots. They've been word of mouth and people talking about it and, you know, a little bit of social media, but mostly talking to people one-on-one at the farmers markets and on the streets. You know, we all know the big brands of produce coming from California and these big growers, and I envision Farmship becoming a big name. We have a tremendous opportunity to help grow and build and restore the local food economy. We know the statistics about we're only growing 3% of the food we eat on Vancouver Island. So to me, that's a 97% market opportunity. And I'm really hoping that some business-minded folk get really excited about this soon and start investing in local food and local food economy. I did a presentation to Nanaimo City Council about a month ago, inviting them to be aware of this potential, to invest in their local food economy as an idea of public health. Nanaimo is very good for investing in its recreation facilities and its trails and its parks, but local food, healthy food, is often overlooked. I think people really need to get excited about this quickly. This is an opportunity for us to build a resilient system. As you know, we can see the problems with the drought in California and everywhere else. We need to come up with some solutions. I want Farmship's name to get out there, and there are many other amazing growers and local food producers at the market, and people are starting to know their name. They're generating loyal clientele who recognize the quality of their product. People are talking about it, but again, the challenge of not having enough time is we're putting most of our work into the field. It could be a full-time opportunity, a job, to get our name out there, to create the brand, Farmship brand of local food.
One of the things that you've been doing is you offer a bounty and a harvest box of primarily vegetables, I gather, fresh food, either delivered to people's doors or they can be picked up at certain specified locations. I've, in fact, filled a form out here. I'm going to order the harvest box starting in the fall season. Tell us a little bit about the bounty and the harvest boxes and how people can obtain those.
So there's a great concept that farmers are starting to employ. It's called community-supported agriculture. And the idea is the customer pre-purchases a season or X number of weeks of boxes. This gives the farmer an initial investment money that they can use on seed to pay for their infrastructure or whatever they need. And then when the season comes, the customer receives a box every week. And so this season, Farmship is offering 33 weeks of local boxes. split into spring, summer, and fall seasons. Customers can order a $21 or $30 box every week that could be delivered or is available for pickup on Fridays at the Bastion Waterfront Market. This is a great direct relationship between the farmer and the customer. The customer is going to receive the best quality product because they're valued as an investor. The first off the season are going into the boxes, and then they're going to the farmer's market table the next week, where we really value our customers. Macaria Farm in Cowichan, for example, they have over 300 customers this season. It's a great business model. This is something we would really like to explore and expand. We're going to be offering a CSA every year for spring, summer, and fall months, and we invite as many people as possible to come. We're actually hoping to sell about 60 subscriptions right now, and we haven't sold out yet, and we've got a lot of food coming. So if people are interested, they can just do a Google search for Farmship CSA or find us on our Facebook page or come down to the market to talk to us about it.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Christopher.
Thank you.
Chris Brown is a partner in the Farmship Growers Cooperative south of Nanaimo near Ladysmith on Vancouver Island. You can find them online at Facebook or just Google Farmship Growers Cooperative to find out more.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our web pages.